North Korea appears to have conducted a nuclear test in defiance of the international community, Alistair Wanklin reports.
The blast took place mid-morning local time when seismic monitoring systems across East Asia registered a tremor centering on a mountain range where North Korea carried out previous tests. American and Chinese seismologists said the epicenter was shallow, like that of a nuclear warhead buried in a mine shaft. North Korea's state news agency called it a miniaturized nuclear device with proportionally greater explosive force than previous ones, adding that the test took place safely and without a hitch. There was condemnation from many nations worldwide. Japan's prime minister said Tokyo would consider new sanctions. Even China had urged North Korea to scrap plans for a nuclear test in recent days. But Beijing had stopped short of announcing possible penalties. United Nations Security Council resolutions ban North Korea from nuclear and missile development. But analysts said North Korea would need to carry out at least one test, sometime, to confirm whether or not its scientists have shrunk a warhead enough to fit it on a rocket. Meanwhile, the Politburo of North Korea's ruling party has called on the government there to continue testing long-range missiles, saying that would be an appropriate way to mark the 60th anniversary of the end of the Korean War. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.